Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and thanks for talking with us today on the podcast, the Big Time Talker Podcast, where we get thought leaders together to figure out how to get through this thing together. Our phone number is 516-418-5635, 516-418-5635, Big Time Talker Podcast from our studios here in Washington, D.C., which have moved into my kitchen table. I have to be right up front with you and tell you that we're not doing it from the downtown studio anymore. Because everyone is sheltering at home. Everyone has to find a new way to do business. And our Big Time Talker podcast brought to you by friends at Speaker Match, the United States' largest online speakers bureau. Meeting planners and speakers get together there at speakermatch.com. And today we're talking with a guy who spends an awful lot of his career speaking, or at least he did, speaking to audiences all over the country, all over the world. He's a certified marketing advisor, business growth coach, and author of Rock My Image. He's the co-founder of that agency and helps people grow their businesses. And there's no one that would be more qualified to talk to us about how to turn things around from a business standpoint than Kenny Harper, our guest today, multiple author on marketing and sales. And one of the best books is Amplify Your Business. He's also an award-winning international speaker. Kenny Harper joins us today on the Big Time Talker podcast. Kenny, it's look, there's no way to sugarcoat it. It's tough going out there, but you say that all hope is not lost. So let's start with some words of motivation, because I think we could all use them right now.
Thank you so much, Bert, for the introduction. And you're right. Let's call a spade a spade. There is a problem. There are things that are going on that are causing a lot of disruption, a lot of fear, and changes in the market. And with that becomes uncertainty. And for some people, a lot of lost revenue. However, you said, wait a minute, Kenny, I told you to speak something positive. There is a great possibility coming out of this. A lot of people are getting the opportunity to look at their business, what they've always done, and reinvent and innovate. And with that spirit, you can actually come out of this being stronger than ever before. And recently I've been pushing the message to put some time and focus to maximize your business, to focus on reevaluating what you have going right now in your business. What are your systems? What is your processes? What are your goals and focus? And sometimes we do need to be challenged, right, in efforts to strengthen ourselves to be able to move forward. So I've seen transformation in people being able to be innovative, business owners who have taken the time to reinvent themselves, to push and do things that they hadn't been comfortable before doing, such as doing things virtually or joining a different group or trying something new that they just hadn't been challenged to do before. So it really is an opportunity to grow and take things to a whole different level than what was possible before.
Kenny Harper, our guest today on the Big Time Talker podcast. If you'd like to be a part of the show, our number is 516-418-5635. You can send your questions and comments for Kenny in on our Big Time Talker podcast chat room as well. For you personally, when did you see this all beginning to shift? Did it sneak up on you, or did you see the writing on the wall early on? And if so, how did you change what you do in your own business?
Obviously, as a business coach and marketing advisor, as soon as I got back from a festival down in Orlando, it was during spring break. The next week, the kids were supposed to go back to school, and they didn't. And they said, school's going to be out for another week. We said, okay. Then the next week, everything shuts down. And immediately, we see probably a third of the businesses that we help, they took a huge impact. Some of them had to close doors. We're talking about like med spas or people who have establishments where people were coming in. they had to shut their doors, and they're automatically taking a huge impact. We also had a third of the people that we're working with float even, you know, taking a little bit of hit, but not a huge impact. And then others actually are seeing an increase. Work with a wildlife removal company, and they actually said more people are at home now. They're noticing more wildlife, and we're actually getting an increase from this. But again, the opportunity for everyone is to take a step back and say, well, how can we help people out? And how can we change and adapt to this to come out better and stronger? And for us, we've typically had the opportunity to help businesses around the country amplify their business. That's our normal motto. We want to help people amplify their businesses by increasing their leads, their sales, and their profitability, leveraging strategy and systems. But as this pandemic has come into the market, what we've noticed is we had to shift our tone. And so we went from amplifying your business, you know, really growing it, to what if you can maximize the business that you do have? And what if you can focus on maintaining the clients you have, reducing the loss? And we've been working with the companies that we've had the opportunity to do business with to look at their strategy, get their numbers, get alignment, and have an action plan that's going to be putting the most impactful strategies in play that have the least amount of time and the least cost.
So Kenny Harper joins us as our guest today. He's a business coach and a marketing advisor for one of my favorite cities in the country, Jacksonville, Florida. And if you visit him online, go to kennyharper.rocks. That's kennyharper.rocks. One of his books is Business Breakthroughs in 45 Minutes. I wonder, Kenny, if there are some businesses now that just are no longer viable, or do you think there's a silver lining in every cloud if you look hard enough?
I'm on the opinion of there is a silver cloud, and sometimes it's taking a step back to look and see what that is. I'll give you an example. There was one of the clients we're working with, they do granite installation and in-home countertop granite installation. And as the pandemic started to come across and start scaring more people, they were seeing a huge downturn in the inquiries for their service. They went from about a third of the leads that were coming in, cut out. And so they had to lay some people off, which was no fun. But then we started to say, all right, well, how can we take this situation and turn it into a win? And what we ended up doing is just thinking about, well, what else could we do that would still be beneficial, that's still in your wheelhouse, but goes around the immediate problem? And we ended up launching the outdoor kitchen initiative, something that they had not done before in their business. And now they've introduced it. They put time and focusing on launching this new service, and that kept them afloat for a bit. And as in this past week, as things are starting to loosen up a little bit, they're getting more of their old customers in. So now they've got a whole new revenue stream that they didn't have before, and they're set up to have a record-breaking year. It's really impressive.
That's a great example. And if you're just joining us, Kenny Harper, business consultant and marketing advisor, is our guest on the podcast today. He's the co-founder of the Rock My Image Marketing Agency in Jacksonville, Florida. Kenny, because we don't want to come across as callous in any way, because there are, you know, tens of thousands of people who lost their lives and millions of people who have lost loved ones in this time. I wonder if you could speak to your thoughts on balancing sensitivity during this incredibly difficult time for an awful lot of people around the country with, frankly, the need to survive, the need to put food on the table. Because there has to be a fine line there from a business standpoint.
I think it's an interesting thing to pay attention to. Obviously, you in a sort of bull market, people may promote things that are going really great. They may say, hey, this is really awesome. This is all the great things that are going on, and here's how we're being so successful. And those are things that you'd want to share. You do want to share your successes. However, in a market that's being challenged, it is something to, you'd want to put some sensitivity to it and share maybe a little bit of change of tone, having a little bit of awareness that there are a lot of people that are struggling to pay their bills, or they had to have some layoffs, or they don't know where they're going to get the revenue to pay for their payroll. And so having some awareness and being able to speak about that up front, just like you're doing in this podcast interview, saying, hey, there are some challenges going on, but we're on a mission, and here's what our mission is. So kind of getting back to the mission and community aspect of why a business does what it does, and putting that a little bit more on top of your marketing message. Everyone wants to make profit if they're in business. Everyone wants to be successful. But getting back to the core values and why you do what you do, and letting that elevate and shine a little bit more in this time frame, because people can understand, hey, we have a bigger purpose behind what we do. They're more likely to get behind that and understand that.
Kenny Harper, our guest today, and you can visit him online at kennyharper.rocks. That's kennyharper.rocks. He's a business growth coach and a marketing advisor, co-founder of the Rock My Image Marketing Agency in Florida, and has written many books, including Amplify Your Business. As a guy who travels all over the country, all over the world, speaking to business audiences right now, I'm sure you, like most other folks, are grounded. You're at home. So I wonder for your own business what the biggest changes and shifts have been for you. I've heard what sounds like little ones in the background. That's something we're all getting used to, seeing, seeing kids in the background of those Zoom calls. but what else has shifted for you in terms of the way that you do your business, and what's working and not working for you?
Right. What's working is, going back to the memory that everything's about relationships. Business is built on relationships. And when you can show up authentically and really understand, take the time to understand where someone's challenges are, what they want to accomplish, what their goals are, you can start adapting and speaking to what their needs are. There are some marketers out there. I know a lot of people hear marketers, and there's a lot of other marketers out there that are putting out some messages to make more sales. They're putting a lot of clout out there, cliches. But when it comes down to it, you might be able to get people's interest if you could say you could help them out with no effort, right? Lose weight, no effort at all. Take this pill. But it takes effort to get results. So when you can spend the time to connect with people, get to know who they are, what their challenges are, and then really work that relationship, that's how you can get a better result. And one of the key frameworks that I train people on and train businesses on is developing what we call the customer value journey. And it's really built on the 8 different stages of business and relationships. So think about it as, once upon a time we were single people. And if you're single and you wanted to meet someone and maybe have a relationship with them, there was a stage of those relationship that it was a natural sequence. If you had to first meet them, they had to see you, they had to know you were there. You had to maybe have a conversation with them. A conversation had to go well in order for you to get their contact information. Well, you get their contact information, you're going to ask them out on a date. And the date needs to go pretty well for that relationship to go where it's going to go. It's very similar in business. And so when you're thinking about generating new business relationships, you're needing to craft your customer value journey and document it in a way that you can understand what is the process that seamlessly and subtly attracting prospects and guiding them to become customers that pay, stay, and refer. So a switch for me in my business, when we looked at our focus for the beginning of this quarter, was connecting with more people in the med spa industry. We have some successful clients right now who have their own health and wellness practice. We have a couple med spas that we work with. However, as soon as we get into mid-March, the end of the first quarter, they had to shut their doors and had to lower their spends, and they're putting a lot of things on hold. And so we realized we had to adapt our market and our focus, because the opportunity that we were going after was not there anymore. So we looked and said, well, what are the businesses that are a little bit more grounded in this market? We looked at CPAs and accountants and financial professionals who may have some impact, but their work is a little bit more stabilized. And so, again, taking the time to say, well, how can we reach out to them? What are their challenges? How can we provide value to them? And then let's start the conversation. So that's kind of a little bit of how we've adapted in this market, some of the things that we've changed. And then what's worked is documenting the customer value journey and really being authentic in the way that we build those relationships and guide people through the different stages of the relationship to earn their trust and earn their business.
Kenny Harper, our guest today, and you can visit him online at Kenny Harper Rocks. He's one of America's leading business advisors and consultants based in Florida. He's an author of several best-selling books on business. And Kenny, before we let you jump, I wonder, as you travel about in person and now are traveling about online virtually and talking with business leaders, business owners all over the country, including some small businesses, and, you know, that's the backbone of America is the small business person. I'm sure there's lots of fear. There's lots of uncertainty out there. As I talk to people, I also hear some resolve and some grit that we're going to get through this despite how tough things look right now. I wonder if you can give me a gauge of what you're hearing from the people that you're working with out there. Is it a whole lot of, oh, woe is me? Or is it a whole lot of, we're going to roll up our shirt sleeves and get to work and get through this? Or somewhere in the middle? What are you honestly hearing out there right now?
Right now, from what I'm hearing within the past couple weeks is really like a lot of relief. Seems like it was kind of like that doom and gloom message a couple weeks back as everything was continually rising week after week, getting a little out of control. But as things are starting to level off a little bit, things are starting to open up a little bit, people are starting to say, all right, okay, we kind of survived the majority of the storm, at least for the time being. Let's get to action. Let's figure out what's next. And a lot of people got into doing things they weren't doing before, trying some things they haven't tried before, and they're finding comfort with that. So, you know, when we're challenged, we get stronger. When we get focused, we get better results.
Makes sense. Visit Kenny Harper online and find out, first of all, how to survive during this time as a business person, and then eventually how to get back to attracting leads and closing more sales. And check out Kenny's books, including Amplify Your Business and his marketing agency, Rock My Image, at kennyharper.rocks. And while you're there, he's got a free download that download 8 actionable profit-driving strategies on the website. Kenny Harper, I'm going to leave you with the last word. Any words of advice or wisdom you'd like to pass along to business people, entrepreneurs, or just anyone who's listening that is in the middle of this challenging situation with us that might inspire them to move forward?
So, yes, and thank you very much for sharing my website, kennyharper.rocks. And as you just mentioned right there, right on my homepage, there is an opportunity to download a guide that can help you generate more profitability. And here's the cool thing. There are things you can put in play right now that even if you lose a good portion of business coming in, you can still maximize and maintain your revenue. You can save a lot of the revenue that's coming and position yourself for a stronger business. Now is the time if you're in there's three main buckets. You have people that are in the spot where they're growing in this market. So for those people, it's continue to move forward and amplify. For the people in the middle, they may need to focus on retaining the business they currently have It's time to take a step back, assess where you're at, and have a strategy for maintaining the business you have. You can set yourself up for better success moving forward by taking new actions. And if your business is at a point where, you know, you have to take a time, you have to step back and reinvent where you're at and think of new ideas, that's an opportunity as well. This is a win-win-win opportunity. Yes, there's a challenge. Yes, there's some uncomfort, but it is seriously a time to step back, reassess, and take the actions to amplify your business.
Makes sense. Words of wisdom from business consultant, marketing strategist Kenny Harper. Visit him online at kennyharperrocks.com. Kenny, best of luck to you. Hope you and your family stay safe and healthy. And thanks for taking time to be on the podcast today.
Thank you so much for connecting. I appreciate you. Keep on rocking.
Thanks, sir. That's Kenny Harper, our guest today, with some positive thoughts on how to get through things from a business standpoint during the COVID-19 crisis. Hey, wherever you are, whatever you do today, thank you so much for listening. Stay safe and healthy. And remember, you can always tell Alexa you want to listen to the Big Time Talker podcast with Burke Allen, or subscribe anywhere you get your podcast, Apple, iTunes, Stitcher, and more. From Washington, D.C., Burke Allen here. Thanks for listening. Go out and make it a great day. Bye, everybody.